This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
We've never been where we're going tonight, I can tell you that. And it's been a while since I've been able to go this far, so... Coming to you live, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th.
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Buildproof Project has been built. Video is coming. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. No need to say anything else. I have never done this before. I have never had a correspondent on location. And tonight, he's in on location down under. Joining us from Australia is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's a pleasure to be your correspondent in Australia. I just hope that the phone link holds up. So far, it's doing very well.
Yes, yes. Now, Dean and I didn't get to speak very much last week because I was moving, and then he was on the road earlier this week, so this is the first time we've actually gotten to talk in about 2 weeks now, so we got a lot of room to cover. Let's go back to the no-knock raid, where everybody...
Houston, huh?
Yes, sir. Let's go back to that one where... let's look at the requiem of that one, because... tell me your thoughts on it.
It's an extraordinary case. And this is the one where in Houston, where some undercover narcotics officers gave evidence to get a warrant on a small, small house that was occupied by a middle-aged couple in their late 50s. And they claimed that this couple was dealing drugs. And the judge gave them a warrant for a no-knock raid, and they executed the raid and broke into the house, and one of the officers shot the couple's dog, and then the husband came out shooting at the officers, is what we're told, and the officers shot and killed both of the couple, and four police officers were wounded, some of them rather seriously, but none of them died. And then it turned out that the evidence given to obtain the warrant for the raid was falsified. It wasn't real. And the couple had no criminal records. And they didn't find any substantial amount of drugs on the place. They claimed they found a little bit of marijuana and a tiny amount of cocaine. But they didn't find any evidence that it was actually any drug dealing. And the fallout that has been happening is an intense investigation by both the Houston government, including the Houston Police Department, and I understand that the FBI is now involved and investigating the prior cases that involved these officers who were involved in the raid and are now suspect.
How much liability should police have in these operations?
Well, they have very limited liability. They have a kind of immunity where as long as they act in good faith, they have immunity from prosecution. The question here is whether they acted in good faith. We know at least one and very likely it appears two officers lied to obtain the warrant. So I think there could be considerable liability for the city there. because of the officer's actions and because they didn't have the correct information when they raided. And we know that at least one other case unrelated to the raid has already been dismissed, and it looks like they're looking at, including the FBI, about 1,400 other cases that involve the officers who are suspected of giving false evidence.
Right. Now,
so
one thing I...
If you break the rules, you lose your immunity.
Yeah. But one thing I look at these things with these no-knock raids, these erroneous no-knock raids, and the other one we're going to talk about in a little bit with the children that they thought had meningitis.
Yes, that one in Arizona.
Yeah, these things to me remind me of dry runs of what we could see with red flag orders.
Well, because, yes, I think that's correct. That's exactly the kind of overreach that we worry about with red flag orders, and the red flag orders often don't require any wrongdoing. There's very little due process. And if you have much more likely that people are going to resist you with armed force if they don't perceive themselves as having broken any laws. So they have no reason to believe police will be breaking into their house. And if somebody tries it, they seem to me to be more likely to resist.
Well, like in the case with this in Houston, like if I'm in a room and somebody's shooting my dogs and I don't know who they are, I am coming out and I'm going to be shooting at them. I'm not going to be asking questions. I don't know. There's some of these. I back law enforcement to the nth degree. But in some of these instances where this kind of stuff happens, I sit back and I'm just wondering, what are they thinking? Because you don't have to do a no-knock raid.
Well, exactly. And I think the number of no-knock raids done in this country has escalated enormously from 20 or 30 years ago. And judges are far more willing to give no-knock warrants than they used to be. And we need to reverse that trend. No-knock raids should be rare. They should be limited to very special circumstances.
Right.
Just because someone has firearms in their home should not be a reason to grant a no-knock raid. Firearms are protected under the Second Amendment. So if you grant no-knock raids because somebody has firearms and they're not forbidden from having firearms, you're essentially saying that one constitutional protection overrules another. In other words, your Fourth Amendment rights to reasonable search and seizure and a warrant are being overruled because you have exercised your Second Amendment rights. Well, that's not reasonable. It's not common sense. We simply have far too many no-knock raids. And in this case in Houston, I have to admit, or we should give the police chief a bit of credit, because he said he is severely restricting the no-knock raids and cutting them back enormously because they had gotten out of hand and they got two, what appears to me to be innocent people, killed for no real reason.
Of course,
people would argue that it's because they falsified the evidence.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, they were just there. They were just regular private citizens, hadn't done anything wrong to anybody, and they're dead.
The police, they'd say that raid wouldn't have happened if the police had acted correctly and had not falsified the evidence.
Well, that may very well be true. And if that's the case, then I guess they need to prosecute whoever falsified all that evidence.
And I think that's very likely to happen. The police chief there has strongly intimated that there are criminal prosecutions in the works.
Yeah.
Now, what we see in the latest and what prompted this article is that four of the officers who were in the narcotics division, and three of them, I believe, were directly involved in this raid, have all retired.
Let's
the raid.
Let's examine that when we get back. We're about to run out of time. Dean is in Australia right now, and still he has time for Lock and Load. We plotted this for weeks, hoping that this would work, and it's working. I'm having a good time with it. Keep your fingers crossed. Let's hope that the phone connection stays with us for another 45 minutes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Before we go to Chandler, Dean, let's go back to these guys in Houston, these cops that got to retire. So is this a way of hushing them, you know, putting them down to where this is kicking it under the rug? What do you think this was?
No, I don't think it is a means of hushing it up. I think it's just the officers involved proactively ensuring that they get a retirement instead of getting fired before they retire. I talked to an officer who's retired, who is not involved in the Houston Police Department from a different state, and he said that if he were involved in that mess, he'd retire as fast as he could because it's much harder to take away a pension once it's started than it is to prevent one from starting. And so I think it's just a defensive action on the part of the police involved to try to keep some of their pensions. Now, that doesn't mean it's just or it's right or that they should keep their pensions. It just means that's the way it works. So I think there it's just the individual officers trying to preserve as much of their assets as they can in this really horrific situation. They very likely will need those assets to, for example, to protect against civil suits if it's shown that they violated the law or policy in furthering this raid that ended so horribly.
Do other law enforcement agencies, do they ever look at these events and pull that apart and say, how do we keep this from happening to us?
Yes, I think they do, and especially in high-profile cases like this. But what we see is there's just this overwhelming pressure to accept more and more, you know, gear and to do more, you know, SWAT-type actions and to do these no-knock raids. And it just seems like there's not much pressure to go the other way. We are seeing some of it. I think it's starting to happen, and hopefully this will start a trend or accelerate a trend to move away from no-knock raids. But they have been growing pretty steadily for quite a while. So departments will look and they'll say, well, we need to be careful, and they might put some guidelines in place, but those guidelines seem to get eroded over time.
Right.
I am an optimist by nature, so I want to believe that police departments around the country will look at these horrific raids and say, we need to cut back on the use of no-knock raids. I don't know if it's going to happen. We may have more tragedies to come, but there have been a number of fatalities and even police fatalities involving no-knock raids. And it doesn't seem to have slowed down the number of no-knock raids all that much.
Now, I know that, are there any states out there, and I think I know of a few, but I don't know what they are, and I don't remember what the details of this are. But if somebody's breaking into your house, and it's the police, and it's a no-knock raid type event, and they've gotten it, they're doing it at the wrong address, can a civilian, the homeowner, can they legally engage the cops in a gunfight and escape prosecution?
Well, yes, but there's really a couple of questions here. There are a number of states where the homeowner can engage the police, especially if the police are in the wrong, if they're at the wrong address or they didn't execute a warrant properly. And in fact, most states, you're allowed to defend yourself. And if you don't know that it's the police, then the question of whether you can legally defend against police or not doesn't come up. You have to know it's the police in order for you to not have the right to defend yourself. And even against police, if they're acting improperly, in many states, most states, you have the right to defend yourself. The biggest problem in these situations, and there are several cases where homeowners have fought back. There's even cases where officers have been wounded, and I believe there's at least a couple of cases where officers have been killed, and the homeowners were found not guilty in a court of law. So those cases are out there, but they're unusual, and the reason is that usually the homeowner is at a severe disadvantage to having a large number of armed and armored officers in a coordinated attack on his home. So the more difficult question is not can you fight back or are you allowed to fight back, it's can you survive the encounter? Because most people will not fight if it's the police.
Right.
Because it's the better.
Well, if they know it's the police, yeah. If they know it's the police, sure. I mean, if I know it's the police, yeah.
Exactly. The problem is, especially with no-knock raids, is how do you know it's the police? It's one of the reasons that the founders insisted that there be warrants. The idea was that in almost every case, and even the founders said there were rare exceptions, but in almost every case, the idea of a warrant is you declare to the people whose property you are searching that this is a legitimate legal action and you can fight it in court. You don't have to fight it on the street, on the spot. You can go to court and fight it.
Sure.
But if they don't announce and if you don't have time to determine that they are legitimate police performing a legitimate function, then much of the purpose of the warrant is lost at the very beginning. It's not just to give a judge oversight, it's also to let the people being served know that it's a judicial process involved and not just a gang of thugs trying to rob and steal.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So we miss a lot of that if they just break in.
I'm not going to ask this question yet. I'll wait till we get back, and then we're going to move on to Chandler because I thought Chandler was also a very instructive event, Chandler, Arizona. But Dean, right now, I'll ask you this too in the next segment because we don't have time for you to answer this. But Dean is currently down under. He is in Australia. As he goes to Australia fairly often, but last time he did, I didn't know he'd gone. And I was like, why doesn't Dean Weingarten take my calls anymore? But now he's taking my calls in Australia, or making the calls. He's making them. So tonight he joins us from down under. We're going to be right back with more. We're going to cover some more. I've got a couple of questions for him. Then we're going to go to Chandler, Arizona, talk about that. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump, speaking at the annual National Rifle Association convention in Indianapolis, tells the crowd that Democrats have their eyes on guns.
Far left radicals in Congress want to take away your voice, your jobs, your rights, and they especially want to take away your guns. You know that.
The Pentagon is poised to approve another 300 troops to go to the southern border as another caravan of migrants are heading north to the U.S. to seek asylum. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News what the troops will do.
The military is in a non-enforcement role. Their job is to support the mission to secure the border, support Border Patrol, CBP, on non-essential jobs like the enforcement aspect of it.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. If it'll play, Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Build-proof project is complete. I've taken it out and shot it a couple of times now, and I'm very impressed with my building prowess. Of course, I did have some help, and Aero Precision makes it really easy. They can make it easy for you, too. Go check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. He is down under. Phone connection is still hanging on. You talked about a couple of instances where police officers had been wounded and police officers had been killed in these no-knock raids, especially... should police chiefs and, I mean, police departments and judges, should they be looking at this and saying, well, you know, I know we don't have a duty to protect any of these citizens, but what about our own people?
Yes, there are some officers that are saying, look, we shouldn't be doing so many of these raids because they're dangerous to everybody, because the citizens don't know that it's police that are breaking down the door. They are likely to fire back, and officers can be hurt. And it has happened in a number of cases. It doesn't happen on every raid. And frankly, most of the raids are against people that are involved in committing crimes. And there are a lot of raids in the U.S. every year, and probably less than 1% of them result in real nasty repercussions that you don't want. But you have to have protections in place, and I think some police are understanding that. But it gives police a lot more power to just be able to break down doors without announcing, and some officers just like that power. Now, whether it's the big question, and this has never been answered by research that I have seen, is whether no-knock raids actually are effective in producing more convictions or stopping crime. I don't think we've seen any research to indicate that that is true. The reasons to do no-knock raids have grown, and it used to be that it was to protect innocent life. For example, if you have a hostage situation,
right,
in which people are being held at gunpoint, I don't think people would say you have to knock and announce before you try to stop that situation. But if you're just saying, well, the people involved might flush some illegal drugs down the toilet, a lot of people are saying that's not a sufficient reason to do a no-knock raid. So there is controversy, and hopefully it will lead to the point where we're just doing a lot less of these no-knock raids. Oh, we had one in, well, they said it wasn't a no-knock raid in, it was in Tucson. It was a number of years ago, and it ended up with a $1.5 million settlement to the family of the person that was killed in the no-knock raid. So there's a lot of reasons not to do these, or at least to be far more selective in what situations you apply for no-knock raid warrants.
Well,
it seems to escalate no matter what we do.
A no-knock raid sort of reminds me of like a hostage action, like a Delta Force kind of thing. One of those where everybody gets to wear all their stuff. And
in some cases, you know, it's warranted, but there are very few cases, in my opinion, that it's actually warranted.
Well, yeah, but I mean, those cases they would know about, right? Those cases they would know about, and. It seems like either they're not getting enough information to apply for one, or they are really jumping the gun on what they think is going to be the response. Now, I get the whole thing about safety, but you don't have to go in there all ninja'd up, I don't think. Not all the time.
I think you're correct. It's just trying to change the system. It's not easy.
Yeah, well.
But I think yes, and I am pro police. We need police. Police perform a valid function in society. But on the other hand, who watches the police? You know, you have to have checks and balances to keep the police from becoming just an occupying military force.
Yeah, well, that's the. I believe one of the things I don't understand about police, some of them get it, a lot of them get it, I'm almost certain they do. But, there's one of them for every 19,000 of us. And sometimes I know that when they're pulling somebody over, or when they're arresting somebody or questioning somebody, or they're going to get lied to a lot. But at the same time, they sort of need to, in some cases, acknowledge that law and order is what we do. They enforce the breakdown that occurs occasionally within the realm of law and order, but we're the ones that make it exist and sort of treat us accordingly. Would you agree with that?
Well, I do. And I think that a lot of areas where you see problems are where law and order, as created by citizens, has broken down. If you get into a lot of these really violent urban ghettos, for example, law and order doesn't exist very well. And that's where you see a lot of problems. And police go into these areas almost as if they know they're in a dangerous situation. And so they act much, much more carefully, shall we say, or
aggressively
than they might act in a northern Wisconsin rural area where they expect the citizens generally to treat them well and respect them.
This neighborhood in Houston, was this a bad neighborhood in Houston where they were going into?
The research I did, and I just looked at public sources, indicated that it was sort of a midway. You know, there were some crimes, but it wasn't a super high crime neighborhood. It was it was sort of a, maybe a little less than stellar neighborhood, but not a really bad neighborhood. And the neighbors knew this couple. I mean, some of the shocking things about that raid were the police never even looked to see who owned the house or who was legally occupying it. I mean, to me, that was incredible.
Is it
drug dealing going on, but they didn't even check the ownership records.
Is it incumbent on these guys when they're applying for these no-knock raids to expect violence? Are they expecting violence?
The claim is that the no-knock raid is to prevent violence, that it is so, the raid itself, it shows such overwhelming strength so fast that nobody has a chance to impose violence on the police.
Right.
But we see that doesn't work all the time. And what happens is that you have the criminals and drug dealers and such start fortifying their houses because they don't worry just about the police. The police are one of the least of their worries.
Yeah, they got to worry about their
gangs,
competitors,
drug dealers,
yeah.
The rip-off artists, rip-off crews who sometimes pose as police officers and yell police as they try to break down the door and swarm in and steal and kill from their opposition.
Yeah.
So
hang on right there for me.
Not all that uncommon.
Hang on right there for me. We're about to pull off the guest shot out of Australia. We'll be right back. My guest is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and the phone connection is held. I've never been able to do this before, and I didn't do it. Dean did it, and I want to thank you for doing that, sir. Let's go to Chandler, Arizona. Now, Chandler, Arizona seems like it would be a relatively steady town to live in, but what you illustrate here is the fear of the bureaucracy. And tell us, we got about 10 minutes here. Tell us about what happened in Chandler, Arizona.
Well, what we had was that a couple had some sick children, and they had fevers. You know, it's probably some sort of flu-like thing. And one child was 2-year-old and had a fever that went well over 100. We don't know exactly how high it went. Some reports said that it might have been as high as 105. And they took this child to I don't know if it was a full doctor, some sort of naturopathic practitioner. And he or she, it doesn't, I don't know which, whether it was a man or a woman, but they said this child has a high fever. You need to take it to the hospital to check it out to see if it's meningitis or some other life-threatening disease. They only had the fever to go on. And when the parents took the child out of the doctor's office and to the home, the child had immediately started acting as if it were less sick. It wasn't exhibiting the symptoms it had before, and was playing with the other children and laughing and giggling. They took the temperature and the fever had gone away. So they didn't take the child to the emergency room. And one of the reasons they said they didn't is because they did not want to vaccinate the child. And so they were afraid, because they hadn't vaccinated it, that they might get in some sort of trouble with the Department of Child Safety in Arizona. So they feared the bureaucracy. They feared the bureaucrats would take their children away. So then the doctor called up the hospital to see if the, well, actually the doctor had called up other, their practitioner, I should say, had called other physicians. And the physician said, well, we're not there. It could be dangerous. Send the child to the hospital. Well, the parents said, well, the child is, there's no longer any fever. It's no longer in danger. It's acting normally. So they didn't take the child to the hospital. Well, the doctor had called the hospital saying the child was coming, and when the child didn't get there, then it went back to the doctor, and they called up the parents, and the parents said, look, it's acting normally. There isn't a problem, but they wouldn't let the Department of Child Safety into the house to inspect the child. Because they said, there's no reason, you don't have any reason to do that, and we have rights, and our rights are that we don't need to leave you into the house to inspect the child. And by this time, it was about 10:30 in the evening. And the child, Department of Child Safety had contacted the police to go with them to the house. Well, then they said, they won't let us in, but we have legitimate concerns for this child because of the report of the high fever. And the police called the parents, and the parents wouldn't answer the police. So then the police contacted a neighbor. The neighbor called the parents, and then the parents told the neighbor that everything was fine, and that was relayed to the police. And then they called their doctor and said, everything is fine. We don't need to take the child there. The fever is broken. There's no longer any threat of this the disease we were worried about. And then they talked to the father, actually called the police and said, look, there's no problem. You don't need to be coming on out. Well, by this time, the bureaucracy is all, it had incrementally stepped up at each point to where they were more and more afraid, I'm sure. Well, what if something happens to this child? We will be blamed. So since the police weren't let in, and child, Department of Child Safety wanted to do this check on the child, even though it was now late at night, the police went to a court and got a warrant to break into the house and check on the child. Now it's, and then they called the SWAT team to execute the warrant. So you see, it keeps escalating at every stage. And mostly it escalated because the parents were believed they had rights to manage the health care of their child, and they didn't want to just have the police come in and disrupt the whole household when everybody was in bed at 10:30. So then the police come, and they break into the house. The father meets them and says, you know, there isn't a problem, and they put him into custody, and they break down a door in the house, and it's all on video. The father had a shotgun unloaded by the bed. He didn't use it, which was prudent and reasonable. But they have video from, it looks like a security camera to me, showing the police going into this house and breaking down doors to a family where there isn't any real danger to the child. Now, the problem is the parents knew there was no more danger, but the bureaucracy didn't know that because they wouldn't believe what the parents were saying, and probably because they feared and if anything happened to the child, they would be held liable. So it's this combination of a series of unwillingness to believe the parents and the bureaucracy together that resulted in this raid in which nobody was ever really at, well, let's say the child was never seriously at risk medically, but certainly when you have a SWAT team breaking into a house, there's serious risk from that. So it was a dysfunction of a bunch of communication and miscommunication that led to this raid on parents who had not committed any crime and who had not endangered their child. But what happened next was that the Child Protective Services said, well, these parents are not cooperating with us. So they took the children from the parents, put them in foster homes, and it was like 2 weeks before they were able to get. No, I don't think it was quite that long. It was a period of time before the children were able to be reunited. Each child, there were three children They were put in separate foster homes, and it was some period of time before they were able to be reunited and placed with the grandparents. And through this time, the Department of Child Safety was saying, well, these people are uncooperative, potentially because they were trying to assert their rights as parents. And that's what happened. I think when I saw
the picture, though, it reminded me of the Elian Gonzalez raid.
Yes, it does a great deal.
Yeah.
And that's what you have. You have this armed and armored SWAT team breaking in to take a child from into custody when there's been no crime committed. That's a pretty scary situation.
We're about to run out of time before we go. What do you? You're in Australia on pleasure or business?
Business. I hope to write a number of articles. I have lined up some interviews with a local Australian hunter because he's just, compared to the U.S. experience, this fellow has had extraordinary hunting opportunities. I don't know. I'll find out. I believe he's probably killed many thousands of head of big game during his hunting career. He's now at the end of that career. He's in his 70s and ill. But I hope to get some oral history from that. I hope to talk to members of the Fishers, Farmers, and Shooters Party, which has gained 3 seats in the New South Wales legislature so far, and it may become 6 seats, and that could be a balance of power. So I want to see what they hope to accomplish with their newfound power. There is a lot of...
Will we be talking, before we run out of time, will we be talking in Australia Wednesday?
In Australian what?
Will we be talking to you in Australia Wednesday?
Yes, I certainly intend to do that.
Okay.
I want to do that.
I'm
working, so we will follow the same format, I think.
Very good. Thanks for joining me this evening. We're out of time. Back again on Monday. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.